as
God
intended.
Let's go.
Welcome to Looking for Healing Talk Radio, where pharmaceuticals are not medicine, but love always is. I'm your host, Nicola Burnett, holistic dietitian, functional medicine practitioner, and proprietor of Back to Balance Wellness Center in Las Vegas, Nevada. I thank everyone in our listening audience for joining me today for this broadcast. Looking for Healing is an exciting show where you can learn from experts in the practice of natural medicine. Combined, the four show hosts possess more than 100 years of clinical experience as professional healers and includes myself, Nicola Burnett, Dr. Henry Ely, Dr. Brian Artis, and Dr. Jana Schmidt. If you're into all things natural when it comes to health and healing, then stick with us. I promise you, this is the show for you. I am super grateful to have the opportunity to share and educate and expand the minds of others on the topic of natural healing, which is a topic that has seemingly gotten lost as the primary way of healing. I invite you to share the links and to tell all your like-minded friends and family that they can find us live every week on America Out Loud Talk Radio at 8 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, 10 a.m. Central Standard Time, and 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, and via recorded podcasts at AmericaOutloud.com, iHeartRadio, Spotify, Pandora Networks, and via America Out Loud phone apps downloaded from Apple, Android, and Alexa. And I'd like to take a moment to thank the sponsors of our show. One of our sponsors is the beautiful company Global Healing. They are a family-owned company, and they've been around since 1988. Their products are developed using cutting-edge manufacturing processes and the best ingredients nature has to offer. They work with small organic farmers and producers to offer pure, fresh ingredients. And Global Healing is offering a generous 15% off of your first purchase as a thank you to our faithful listening audience of Looking for Healing Radio. Just use the discount code of OUTLOUD when placing your order. That's OUTLOUD, out loud. And I'd also like to give a shout out to Dr. Ely's EHI School, Energetic Health Institute. It's an amazing school. They teach you how to think, not what to think. And it's a great school for learning all things healing and holistic. All right, so we're going to get into our show today. I am continuing on with the Body Talk series. So, and what is Body Talk? The series is really about learning how to speak the language of the body. That is what I'm hoping to share and to convey with you. And I'd like to start off by offering you a context. I would like you to imagine, as you're listening to this broadcast today, I want you to imagine that you are a student and you have decided you wanted to become a physician. You've picked your major, you've picked your school, and you are going through your program. So you're going through your program. Let's say you're maybe 4 years into it, and all of a sudden, you get to a point in a textbook where you open the book and you see a bunch of pages were removed. Somebody removed them. They ripped them out. You can just tell from the binding of the book. And you go on the hunt for what pages were removed. Why were they removed? You know, you're very curious about these things. Maybe you ask your professors. Maybe you go to the director of your department. And you're trying to figure out why and what was removed. And let's say you're talking to one of your professors and you know, he kind of looks around the room and he says, okay, I'll level with you. And he gets up and he shuts the door to his office and he says, you have to promise me you will never, ever reveal what I'm about to tell you. Because if you do, I will get in a lot of trouble. I will probably get fired from the university. I will lose my job. I won't be able to care for my family. On and on and on. And you agree and you say, okay, all right. So he goes into, I don't know, maybe a bookshelf, and the bookshelf opens and there's a secret closet. And in the secret closet is all these important documents. And some of the important documents are the pages that were removed. So as I began speaking, and even on the two previous Body Talk series that I started, I've already done two of these. So it's a series. I'll just keep continuing until I'm done with the series. I have so much to talk about here and share. And so I want, that's the forum or the story or the, what I want you to imagine you're listening to, or imagine the scenario as you listen to this broadcast today. Okay, so moving forward, I'm going to just give a couple reminders of what I've mentioned in the past two Body Talk series. And the most important thing to keep in the front of your mind is that being unhealthy is about a loss of balance. It's a state of imbalance, right? So that's saying the same thing in two different ways. So we're talking about balance in the body. And balance in the physical body will create balance in the emotional, mental, and spiritual bodies. So everything is about balance. When you're talking about holistic health and healing, it's all about balance. And we're really looking at balance in five systems. So you have the meridian circuits. You have cerebrospinal fluid. You have the nervous system. You have the neurolymphatic system. And you have the neurovascular system. So that's what we're talking about. We're talking about balance. And one thing that I'd like to say before I jump into this information is to everybody out there, everybody in a human body who's listening, please stop ignoring the issues you are having. And this really goes to the men out there. Boy, do we love you, men, us ladies. However, I think a lot of women would agree with me. If we had any request, something we could change or maybe adjust, I don't really want to say change, because change is like messing with God's creation, and I have no interest in doing that. But if we could just kind of fine tune a few things, or maybe convey to men and change a little bit about the way that they think about their health and their bodies, is to pay more attention. Men in these days and ages just seem to run themselves ragged. They ignore everything they're experiencing in their bodies. They just push it down, push it away, repress, don't want to look at it. And then they wait till they break really bad and really hard. And then there's trouble, you know, like you hear about, oh yeah, dad had a massive, you know, coronary attack, and now he's in the ICU. And then you talk to dad, everyone rushes to the hospital and goes to the ER and talks to dad. And then he finally admits that, yeah, he's been experiencing, you know, chest pain for 2 years, but he just, you know, didn't want to face it, ignored it. Ugh, if there's anything I can do to encourage the men in our lives to stop doing this, I don't think I know a single woman who doesn't have this same complaint. If you look at these things and are willing to deal with these things ahead of time, it's so much easier, guys. And this is even to the women too, who do this, do this as in pushing things away. Health is wealth, and it is so much easier to prevent rather than to try to fix something after the fact or to try to cure something. It really is. It's a lot easier. So if somehow we can, or I can convey this to anybody who's in the habit of just repressing and not looking and pushing things away, you don't have to be scared of these things. And if you listen to this body talk series, perhaps maybe listening to this will help really drive that point home and really help you understand why you don't need to think that way and be that way. So my philosophy and approach to health is, one of the things, the first thing is to please be aware. If you have a pain in your back or a pain in your neck, or you're starting to experience, you know, heart pain or chest pain, instead of pushing that away, bring it forward into your awareness. Do you know the synonym for awareness is consciousness, knowingness, being cognizant of what's going on? So that's very, very interesting. So be aware, be very interested, be interested in what the body is trying to share with you or what it's trying to show you or what it's trying to tell you. That would be my advice. You really want to, the body's really a roadmap. It literally, for any of you out there who are old enough, any of you remember the Thomas Guide? Now we have our phones, we pull our phones up and we look at our navigation, or we have navigation in our cars. But before that navigation existed, folks, to any of you younger people who are listening, you live and died by a Thomas Guide, right? It's like the first car you have. I remember the first car that I had, I think it was my father. You know, I got the car, but you know, you can't have a car without a Thomas Guide. And I remember pulling over on the side of the road, opening the Thomas Guide, looking in the back, looking, finding the street. And then you'd have to turn to the page that had, you know, that five square mile radius or whatever. So anyways, I think I still have a Thomas Guide in a box somewhere in my garage. Love that thing. But anyways, we did live and die by that. So I want you to really receive this body talk series and really understand it as the body is a roadmap. It truly is. And I'm not talking, you know, I'm not talking woo-woo here. I'm talking literally. I'm talking science. I'm talking physiology. I'm talking anatomy. I'm talking that when our creator made our body, they made it as a roadmap. So you've got this nervous system, which is the brain, which goes into the spinal cord. And from the spinal cord, you have all these nerves. This is practical, folks. This is just basic anatomy. And those nerves innervate certain areas of the body. They go to organs, they go to tissues, and they bring lymphatic liquid, they bring blood, right? All these liquids, these juices of life that are brought to an organ and from an organ. So this is all just really practical stuff. Okay. So I'm going back to that example of talking about you're in that program, that medical program to become a physician. You've realized that there's pages that have been torn out of the book. You're in your professor's office and he has decided to confide in you. And he pulls out these pages. And what's on the pages, I'm going to pretend to read. I mean, I'm not reading anything, but let's just pretend that this whole broadcast is about pulling the information off those hidden pages that you should have been given in your medical textbooks to learn, that would be incredibly helpful when you're working with your patients and trying to help them. But somebody, who would that somebody be, does not want you to know this information. Okay, so still stay in that mental frame of that narrative as I'm sharing all this information with you. Okay, so we're going to go back to, I mentioned something, I think it was in the last broadcast, Maybe it was the one before. I can't quite remember in these body talk series. I'm really just going in the flow and being very fluid with these topics that I want to speak about. So I can't quite remember which one it was in, the first or the second. It doesn't really matter. I spoke about something called muscle testing. And muscle testing is basically a form of biofeedback that taps into the nervous system. And your body will respond to any stimulus that you present to it, because the body is only capable of speaking truth. And let me say something about that. We can conjure up anything we want in our heads, and we do. Whether it's true or not true, we can talk ourselves into anything. But the body can't do that. The body itself, the actual literal body, can only speak truth. And I've shared this many times. I know for a fact, this is the main reason why I was so attracted to the human body and to this, really this whole career path, shall I say, about holistic health. Because just personally, I came in with a commitment or an agenda to truth. I'm really kind of obsessed with the truth. I'm obsessed with learning the truth about myself and who I am, and getting as close to embodying and living that truth as much as I can. I am so interested in getting to the truth of the body and the reality of how it works and why it works that way, which is why I left the whole world of Western medicine, which is what I went into for about 8 to 10 years when I got out of college. And then had to leave because I realized it was totally disassociated intentionally from the truth. So I'm all about the truth, and I'm so fascinated by watching humans, and specifically, you know, a lot of the clients that I work with that come to the center, and watching and observing their connection to truth or their lack of connection when it comes to their own health and their own bodies. An example, case in point. I had a gentleman walk into my office. He was a little over 300 pounds, a totally inappropriate weight. I think he was not taller than 5'10". And he literally came down and came to the office, sat in a chair, and looked me straight in the eyes and told me about his past history with cancer, but yet he had beaten that, and that he was a healthy person. And that he just had a few things that were troubling him that he wanted to work on. And I'm just sitting there, I got to tell you, as a practitioner, and I'm looking at them going, wow. I mean, the delusion that this person has really, you know, just pulled the wool over their eyes. First of all, the first basic concept of health is that there is an appropriate weight for the body. And this is just practical, guys. This is just, you know, your skeleton can only weight bear or load bear so much weight, you know, onto the fulcrum of the muscles and how they work. And this is just common sense. So to have somebody come in and tell me they're over 300 pounds and that they're healthy, now right there starts that lack of awareness and that disassociation from truth that we have been really, gosh, I don't know, again, pull the wool over our eyes to believe in. It's kind of nuts how removed we've gotten from the truth. Okay, so we are at that point where I need to jump to a quick break. So I'll pick up with this topic as soon as we come back. So please just sit tight and I'll be right back.
I'm so confused. I don't know what to do.
I'm afraid of going to the hospital.
My doctor tells me nutrition doesn't work.
Trust is earned. We are the Energetic Health Institute, and we want to earn your trust. Natural medicine, holistic nutrition, detoxification, fasting, cellular healing, and so much more. Remember, the best way to be free is to be healthy. So stop being a patient and start being a student at energetichealthinstitute.org.
Who's got time for a nasal invasion messing up your lifestyle? Crush those nasties before they become a problem. For a limited time, when you add the new Cofix RX throat spray to your order with the coupon code OUTLOUD, you'll receive 20% off the entire purchase. Go to AmericaOutloud.shop. That's AmericaOutloud.shop and use coupon code OUTLOUD.
Use CofixRx because it works.
58 million people suffer from joint aches and stiffness in the U.S. every day. Ignoring chronic joint discomfort can affect mobility and your quality of life. Advanced nutrition company, Healthy Cell, created joint health and mobility to support connective tissue, joint lubrication, and reduce joint irritation with curcumin, omega-3, chondroitin, glucosamine, and hyaluronic acid for joint comfort and flexible range of motion. And Healthy Cell's not a pill. It's a patent-pending gel you swallow with clinically proven ultra-absorption of science-backed ingredients. You would need to take 11 pills to get the same amount of nutrients in each gel pack. And these great-tasting gels come in a small packet. Tear off the top, shoot it down, or mix it in water. It's 100% drug-free joint support. Go to HealthyCell.com and use code OUTLOUD for 25% off your first order. HealthyCell.com, code OUTLOUD for 25% off.
This is Nicola Burnett coming back from our short break on Looking for Healing Radio. And I just want to mention real quick that if you're not able to catch any of our shows live, just know that all of our shows go to podcast typically a day or two after the live broadcast is complete. You can listen to any of the podcasts on Spotify, Stitcher, Pandora, iHeart Podcast, or America Out Loud, and so many more. If you like what you're hearing, make sure to subscribe and rate the show for us. All right, we're going to get back into our topic. We're continuing on with our Body Talk series, and I left off in the first segment talking about, or I should say encouraging folks, especially our beloved men in our lives, to tune in and choose to be aware and not to be afraid of the body. Be conscious about your body. Listen to your body. What is your body trying to tell you? It's just a language. Don't be afraid of it. And finding somebody like myself, like Dr. Henry Ely, Dr. Brian Artis, any of us, Jana Schmidt, this is what we do. We kind of specialize in body talk. And this is something that you learn, right? You learn this when you go and get educated in holistic healthcare, holistic medicine. So I really encourage people to not be afraid of their bodies. I can't say this enough. And again, the prevention is so much easier than trying to cure something after you have become ill. So that's just a little something to remember. And I had shared a story with you about a client who was very overweight, who actually had I just was so surprised when he came in and sat down. He was over 300 pounds, which is a totally inappropriate weight for any human. And that is like the epitome of not being healthy. You can't be a weight like that and be healthy. That overweight experience or overweightness of this individual, I mean, all you have to do is look with your two eyes. That's a body out of balance. And sometimes, gosh, another story comes to mind. I had a client come to me. It was a female. She was rather young. I think she was early 30s. She had, you know, two young children. And she literally came in and sat down and looked me straight in the eyes and told me she was healthy. But she told me she was healthy after she dropped her test results on the desk. And the test results showed that she had, I think it was stage 3 colon cancer, I believe. And so she drops the test results on the desk, tells me she's here and she was referred by somebody, can't remember who, that she has stage 3 colon cancer. But other than that, she's totally healthy. You can't be this checked out, guys. I don't know how else to say it. It doesn't work like that. You just can't be this checked out with your body. I'm really begging you to check in with your body. Check in with your body. Listen to it. What is it trying to tell you? It's just a roadmap. So we're going to jump into that and talk about that. Why do I say that? Why is the body just a roadmap? Simply just because the way it is anatomically built. So if I go on a hike with somebody, and let's say that person trips over a rock or stumbles and falls and slides down the mountain a little bit, slides off the trail and lands on their right shoulder, right? The right side of their body. And they're in a lot of pain and I'm with them and, you know, they're just holding their arm. They're like, oh, I think I broke it. I think I did something. And, you know, one of the things I might do out in the middle of nowhere is I might start to help them with the pain. I might start doing some reflexology on their left arm. Now, why would I do that on their left arm if the right arm is where they hurt themselves and where they have the pain? Because of the way the body's wired. It's very, very simple. This isn't complicated. It's just no different than talking about a car and how a car is built or made or put together. So when we're looking at the human body, you can actually work on the left side of the body doing something like reflexology, and it can help tremendously start to decrease inflammation and pain on the right side, right? So right arm, right shoulder area, if that's where I'm doing the reflexology. It's very, very simple. It's just because that's the way the body is wired. So when you apply that kind of signaling on the left side, it will actually signal its mirror image, which is the right. So this is what I mean when I say it's a roadmap. So I was speaking about, previous episode or the one prior about the muscle testing. Now, why does muscle testing work? A lot of times people hear muscle testing. We've literally had people in our office and we will do muscle testing. What my blood microscopist that was working in the office used to do a lot of muscle testing. And sometimes we had people who were, really intensely. I remember one time there was a woman that came in with her child, and I believe they were Christian. And our practitioner was talking about muscle testing and explaining what it is, and that she was going to use that during the session. And the woman kind of recoiled, like it was something not good, like it was something woo-woo, like it was something, evil or associated with some kind of not good energy. I don't want to put words in her mouth because I wasn't in the room when it was done. This story was just my practitioner, my blood microscopist had just described to me the experience of this woman. That kind of recoiling and starting to have the conversation about muscle testing, but then wanted nothing to do with it, you know, very kind of suddenly. And so we just stopped doing the muscle testing, or I should say she stopped doing the muscle testing and, just moved on with the session. But muscle testing is a very practical thing. And I want to talk about this right now and explain what I mean. So anatomically, okay, every single muscle is connected to an organ system and it's connected through the nerves. So saying it another way, muscles and organs share the same nerve supply. It's that simple. That's it. That's all that's involved. It's just the way the body's made. So when there's a blockage in one system, it spills over into the other system. So what that means, if somebody's having a problem with their, let's say their kidney, and we test the muscle associated with the kidney, and the muscle tests a certain way, then that tells us or gives us information that that person is having an issue in their kidney. And this isn't a this isn't kind of any kind of witchcraft. This is just really practical. This is practical information about how the body is wired. That's it. There's nothing more than that. And you can muscle test yourself. You can muscle test for somebody else. It's a very simple thing to do. And so this is one of the ways that we are built and wired, and why I'm talking about this as part of this Body Talk series. So again, it's the structure mirrors the consciousness, okay? And so what is consciousness? Consciousness is just awareness, and it's just learning the language of the body. So I commented on one of the previous shows, again, don't remember if it was the last show, I think it was the last week. I talked about how when clients walk into the room, I'm looking at them, I'm studying them, they're talking to me, and I'm looking to see, I'm looking at how they stand, I'm looking at how they sit, I'm looking at if they sigh a lot, I'm looking to see if one shoulder is higher than the other, or their ears are not level, or if they tilt their head to one side, or if the whites of their eyes are yellow, or if when they speak and they're moving their mouth, their saliva is kind of stringy, things of that nature. Because it tells you, it's body talk, it's a language, and I'm just listening to the language, that body's language. I'm observing and I'm listening to the language of the body. Because every piece of information that I take in really assists and helps me help that person. So, just for example, if I'm looking at the ears not being level, that's an indication, if one ear is higher than the other, that's an indication right away that we've got issues in the kidneys. Or maybe I'm looking at their shoulders and, you know, their shoulders are off, then that could be an indication that they have an issue with the spleen or the pancreas. Or oftentimes I will do this check with clients. I'll have them stand up and do this process where they kind of march in place with their eyes closed, and they kind of bring opposite elbow to opposite knee. And then I'll have them do that for as long as I need them to do that. And certain things happen, which I won't get into right now, but I'll have them stop and then open their eyes. And we can see a lot of things about their nervous system, about how, when they freeze and when they stop, if when their eyes were closed, they turned, you know, their body to the right, or they turned their body to the left, or they marched forward or marched back. All those things are an indication of how the nervous system is firing. And it also tells us certain organs that may not be operating properly in the body. So like if the hips are not level, then you want to check the circulation, issues with circulation, right? Or the sexual reproductive organs in the body. And if you're looking at their posture, you know, if their legs are bowed, then we know we've got an issue with their colon. Or if they're knock-kneed, so when they're standing straight, but their knees kind of lean in towards each other, their leg doesn't go in a straight line, then we know we have issues with circulation and the sexual reproductive organs. Or if you have somebody stand up straight, I'll say to a client, okay, just stand up straight. And then they'll put their body into what feels straight to them. And they might have their toes turned out or their toes turned in, for example, or their, you know, foot turned out. So if their toes are in, then that is an indication of problems in the kidney. Or if their hips are not level, right? That can also be a problem as well in circulation, sexual organs, but also that can indicate kidney. So if their ankles are bowed out, that can be an indication that they have issues in the bladder. So, and on, right? I could go on about this, but you get the idea. This is what body talk is. And when we go into the natural healthcare field, this is what we learn. This is, you learn the language of the body. So you're just able to look at certain things and you're able to tell, you know, rather quickly where somebody may have issues or problems in the body. Okay, so going back to that muscle organ relationship, right, where the muscles share the same nerve supply as certain organs, And so a blockage in one system and the organ spills over into another. So muscle. So if you just ask a client, or if I just ask a client a simple question, and I do this a lot in the office in case anybody comes in and works with me, I will say, stand up, because maybe they write on their forms, you know, back pain or shoulder pain or, you know, pain in their stomach, right? That's a common one. And I will say to them, I want you to stand up and I want you to take one finger and I want you to take that finger and put it exactly on over where the pain is as accurately as you can. And a lot of times they'll put one finger in an area and what they called their stomach is actually the lower part of the descending colon. Or they may say that they've got, I don't know, maybe they say, oh, I've got, you know, liver pain or my stomach is bothering me, but they're putting their finger down below the rib cage, you know, and above the navel. So they're pointing at a different organ. And that's okay. A lot of people just don't know their own anatomy. And that's not the worst thing in the world, but that's why I ask people to stand up and take one finger and show me where it hurts. So when they're showing me that, and we're going through the body, let's say that, you know, there's a certain muscle that's associated with the organ, and it's vice versa too. So let's say that somebody is telling me they have issues in their quadriceps. They might tell me it's one of the weakest muscles, or a lot of times they, you know, have trouble walking upstairs, things of that nature. And right away, I will know, okay, in my head, as they're telling me this, I will say, okay, then we need to take a look at the small intestine. Because the primary muscle, it's not the only muscle, but the primary muscle associated with of the quadriceps, that primary muscle, is associated with the small intestine. The rectus abdominis is also associated. The front of the left knee is also associated. The serratus anterior is also associated. So it's not the only thing, but it definitely is one of the things that is associated with the small intestine. Okay, so some of the associated conditions, which they might write down or tell me about, or I might see on their intake forms, is indigestion, pain in the knees. They could be knock-kneed. Sometimes that's it. Even how they sit down into a chair. When somebody kind of plops down into a chair, they don't really lower themselves. They plop down into the chair. And the reason for that is if you ever were to lower yourself down into a chair and do it very, very slow, if you have very weak quadriceps, you're going to lower, lower, lower using that muscle. The more you lower, the more you're using the quadriceps to lower down into the chair. And I see this a lot with elderly people. You know, they walk in and they start to sit down and they lower, lower. And then all of a sudden they have no muscular control because their quadriceps are very, very weak and they just plop down into the chair. Or they may, and that's why that's an indication, or they may say that they have difficulty climbing stairs. Their legs hurt when they climb stairs. Or they may have difficulty getting up and down from a seated position. And so this is why I'm watching them. And this is why I watch clients in everything they do, absolutely everything, because I'm trained in a language as a holistic practitioner. In this language, we'll call it of body talk. And so as I'm watching the client, I'm watching their body talk, right? There's the client themselves, and then there's the body speaking its own language. So again, difficulty climbing stairs, or their legs hurt. Sometimes limping can be related to small intestine, or it could be related to just some injury that they have, but a lot of blood conditions will be related to the small intestine. Like if they have a low red blood cell count, that can be related. Intestinal cramping. If they complain that they get a lot of flus or colds, then I'm going to be writing down on my paperwork, okay, look at small intestine. Stiffness, if they have complaint of kind of an overall general stiffness all over the body, obviously digestive problems, things with bowel movements, like when they have really frequent bowel movements, that can be related to the small intestine emptying and evacuating too quickly. If they have runny stool, dry skin oftentimes is associated with problems with the small intestine. Sometimes cold sores, right? On either like in the mouth or on the lips, that can be an indication of issues with small intestine. And also brittle and white fingernails. This can be a common one. And actually, I'm not going to have time to do it today, but in part of this Body Talk series, I'm going to probably spend a whole 20 minutes just talking about fingernails. There's so many things to talk about, like the tongue and fingernails. But anyways, I'll get to that. Won't be in this broadcast. But sometimes sleeping problems, even stretch marks or a sway back. That's an important one when you're looking at posture. If there's a pitch in the pelvis where the front of the abdomen is pitched forward, then there's a sway back. Oftentimes that means it means there's indication with the small intestine. Okay, I got to run off and take a quick break, so I'm going to do that. Hang tight, and I will be right back.
Expert opinions, honest debate, and in-depth investigations are what you've come to expect from AmericaOutloud.news. We don't shy away from speaking the truth boldly and plainly. All that's missing is the propaganda that has infected legacy and social media. Get the best of down and dirty, wholesome American speak. Now is our time, my fellow Americans. America Out Loud Talk Radio. Liberty and justice for all.
Spike proteins help viruses enter into your cells, disrupting your health and your well-being. Global Healing's Foreign Protein Cleanse detoxes your body of spike proteins, which allows your body to repair from within, supporting your immune and respiratory systems and regulating your inflammatory response. Formulated by Dr. Edward Group and by Dr. Brian Artis, Foreign Protein Cleanse targets and detoxes spike proteins in the body. Go to AmericaOutloud.shop and get 15% off using the code OUTLOUD. Global Healing, giving you the power to take control of your health naturally.
Cholesterol, blood pressure, blood sugar, inflammation, and weight. These are all real-world problems that 87% of Americans are struggling with. Often, there are no symptoms, but left unattended, we become inundated with one health problem after another. It's time to fight back with Heal Right. Heal Right is a bar that you eat, but it's food as medicine that addresses the nutritional root cause of health issues in just 8 weeks. Developed by world-renowned scientists and backed by 15 years of research, Heal Right is effective, but it's also delicious and works without additional diet or lifestyle changes. Step out of the statistics and use food as medicine. Visit healright.com/outloud or AmericaOutloud.shop. And use the code OUTLOUD for 20% off.
Millions of Americans are needlessly suffering from the long-haul effects of the toxic spike protein. Dr. Peter McCullough and his team at The Wellness Company designed their spike support formula to counteract harmful spike protein from COVID-19 and vaccines so you can feel your best. Go to OutLoudCare.com today and use code OUTLOUD for 25% off your first order.
This is Nicola Burnett coming back from our short break. And just wanted to mention that Looking for Healing Radio is on 5 days a week, Monday through Friday. You can catch Dr. Brian Artis on Mondays, myself, Nicola Burnett, on Tuesdays, Dr. Henry Ely on Wednesdays, and Dr. Jana Schmidt on Thursdays. And on Fridays, you get the whole gang of homies, healing homies. So between my co-hosts and I, you can find a new show every day of the week. And I wanted just to mention here something. Normally on Fridays, we have answered questions. That's really what Fridays has been about. Our listening people from our listening audience would send in questions, and we would go over the questions and we would try to answer as many as we could. And we have decided to change the format because we think we could be a lot more effective and convey a lot more knowledge and wisdom to all of the listening audience by reorganizing the format more like a case study or two, depending on what time we have and what's going on with the particular case that we're talking about. So you can send in your information as if, you know, like send it in as if you're a case study. So what that means is we need to get details. We need to understand, it doesn't have to be a novel, but we need to understand, you know, basic things. Like if you were speaking to a physician and you wanted to give the background history about a situation, like when did it start and what was going on around that time in your life? And, you know, just some basic information. What are the symptoms that you're having? What have you tried to do? What have you done? Did it get worse? Did it get better? You know, that kind of just common sense information. And we will be reviewing these case studies. And by going through these case studies, we've decided to do this because you can kind of get inside access into our brains and how we think and what's going on in our heads when we're working with clients and why we recommend certain things. And I think that's a much more effective way. I'm really pleased about this change in format. All four of us are, actually. I think it's a much better format to use, and I think you'll find that you'll get a lot more out of it. So we have done one Friday show so far that is in that format, and I believe that aired a couple days ago last Friday. So we'll see how that goes. So normally I would be saying, hey, send in your questions. But instead of saying sending in your questions, if you have a situation or somebody you love has a situation, you can record the information, write it down, email it in, and then we might pick you and go over you as a case study. And we won't be giving away anybody's names or any personal information. We might just say we've got a male who's 87 years old or a female who's 24. But more than that, obviously, we won't be discussing who you are. So if you want to send your case in, then maybe you'll get picked and we can go over your situation, your health situation, and give you some really great advice. Okay, let's get back into the body talk. I'm moving into the next organ that I wanted to talk about, which is the heart. So again, we're referring back to this connection between the muscle and the organ and why muscle testing actually is a viable way of testing and gathering information about what is going on with somebody's health condition in their body. So the main primary muscle that is associated with the heart is the subscap or subscapularis. So this is the muscle between the shoulder blade and the armpit. So this is the muscle that it's part of a group. Actually, subscap is part of a group, but it's the largest and strongest muscle in this group. And to try to give a description, I mean, you could look it up, Google it and look it up, but it draws the arm in when you raise your arm above your shoulder, and you can feel it kind of allows the shoulder blade to glide over the rib cage and to turn the arm. So that's the best way I can describe it. So
you know, some associated conditions which we may have with the heart. Some of the obvious ones, you know, a fast heartbeat, like a racing rapid heartbeat or a heart flutter, or we could have a skipping, like a skipping or a shortness of breath or shallow breathing, or chest pain. That's an obvious one. But one that may not be so obvious is things with speech. We might have difficulty with speech. We might have slow speech or sometimes even stuttering. So those things may indicate that there's issues with the heart, sometimes dizziness, or if somebody has like frequent sudden sweating, or they just kind of break into a sweat. It's not necessarily a hot flash, but this issue with sweating. Or they might have feel kind of feverish. Another obvious one is pain down the left arm and hand. I think we've all heard of that. Sometimes hair falling out, that can be associated. Certain blood conditions, but also bleeding gums. This is one to pay attention to. Bleeding gums can oftentimes be associated with the heart, or it could be associated with inflammation in the adenoids or tonsils. Also, if I'm sitting with somebody and interviewing them, it's a client that I'm meeting for the first time. If I see that they're very absent-minded, they keep kind of losing their train of thought and getting easily distracted and on other things, sometimes that can be a sign of issues in the heart or restlessness. If they're fidgeting a lot, you know, switching their legs, switching their body position, fiddling with their hands, that can be another one. If their pores are unusually enlarged, this also can be associated with the heart. Sleeping issues, if they're unable to sleep. I mean, there can be a lot of things that are associated with unable to sleep these days, especially just frequency and 5G, if they're sleeping with a television in their room. But it can also be related to circulation. It can be related to nerve problems and also muscle weakness. When I have a client say to me, I don't know what's going on, but just overall, I feel weak. You know, I go to the gym and I lift weights and I'm just kind of stuck on, you know, 5 pounds for bicep curls if it's a female. And I can't seem to get past that. And even the 5 pounds, which used to feel not so challenging, it feels challenging again. So that's, you know, a description like that would indicate to me, okay, there may be something going on with the heart. Tremors can be related to the heart. It can also be related to other things, certain chemicals and toxins. But tremors can be something related to circulation and heart. And this one is pretty common, a bright red face and or neck, or even when the nose is red, when somebody has maybe normal skin color on most of their face, but their, you know, their face is red, their neck is red, or even their nose is always red, like it doesn't really seem to go away. So that is the heart. Let's see, what's another organ we can talk about? Oh, the gallbladder. Let's talk about the gallbladder. I'm just kind of randomly picking these, no order in particular. Okay, so the muscle associated, just this again, this is just how the nervous system is wired, is the anterior deltoid. So this is where we have like the shoulder to the elbow. And it's used to flex the arm in the forward position. Okay, so this is the gallbladder. So with the gallbladder, we can have inflammation of joints or like a gnarling of the limb joints, like gnarling. It's another way to say, like when you get like a knot, feels like a knot in the limb joint. So sometimes on older females, I usually see this where maybe the joints of their fingers are look like kind of big balls and they can't kind of open and close their hands anymore. That is related, can be related to the gallbladder. An enlarged heart can be related to the gallbladder.
Skin problems, definitely. Because remember, the gallbladder is tied into the liver. The gallbladder is kind of the innocent bystander. The gallbladder is like a junk drawer, right? If the junk drawer is empty, then the junk drawer is empty. But if you put a bunch of things in the junk drawer, like, I don't know, guns or whatever you might throw in there, you know, pens and rubber bands and business cards or something, it's in there because somebody else put it in there, right? So the gallbladder, meaning gallbladder doesn't manufacture, produce anything. It just, the gallbladder holds whatever the liver manufactures and then sends to the gallbladder. And liver and gallbladder are always associated with skin issues, blemishes too, oily skin, acne, things of that nature. Or pain in the area of the liver, and the liver is located on the right side, like right under the breast. Shoulder problems, this is also common. Sometimes if I have an older, usually I associate this with older females, but it can be males. Sometimes when they have problems combing their hair, because that ties into shoulder problems. So sometimes they'll describe that. A yellow tongue or eyes. Or they can have like ear problems, ear, eye, and nose. So kind of that ear, nose, and throat kind of thing tied together. Poor eyesight, right? And that could be poor eyesight, not only at night, but even during the day, that can be related. Sometimes they'll complain of a bitter taste. Their teeth are loose. Sometimes that can be common. Issues with the gums, or they can have a headache only on one side. Oftentimes shingles can be related to issues with the gallbladder, or high blood pressure. A sighing, this is a common one. When I see people in there, right, this is the sighing when they're in my office. I'm like, there's maybe some gallbladder stuff. Inability to make decisions. Or feeling sleepy after they eat. This is a common one with the gallbladder. Or they can have a pain in the back of their knee. So these are just some of the things that can be associated, some of the symptoms that somebody may be either verbally telling me in the office or communicating to me, or they are writing this on their intake forms. And so as I'm going through their intake forms, I'm like, wow, okay, so it looks like they may have issues with the gallbladder, and that ties into the liver. That's probably the next organ that I will be talking about. But we are hitting that magic point where we're out of time. And that's why I said there's so much information to go over in this Body Talk series. So I'm going to have to stop here with the gallbladder. I'll pick up next time with the Body Talk series talking about the liver. So for now, I just want to thank you to everybody in the listening audience for spending this past hour with me. I hope you're feeling inspired, educated, and hopeful that no matter what you're dealing with from a health perspective, that we as a collective and myself today with these broadcasts are giving you information that can really, really help you really tune into that consciousness and that awareness around the body. And if you'd like to learn more, I invite you to visit our website at www.backtobalancelv.com, LV as in Las Vegas, to find out more about what we do at the center here. And until next time, blessings and abundance with your health and your life. This is Nicola Burnett signing off from Looking for Healing Radio.